Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's that time of the day again where we sit at the Master's feet to dine with Him. If this is your first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour and it's that time of the day again where we get to learn, and share the Word of God. This is our very own online devotion community where we get to sit every day to hear what the Lord has to tell us every single day. We get to get the maps of our lives from this platform. The Lord gives us direction to every areas of our lives. And that's why we are always confident that right here is where we need to be every single morning. But if you've been very frequent on this show, then you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for a devotion. So you know what to do. I want you to take the link right now and share with somebody today. Invite somebody to this platform and let them be partakers of today's blessings. And by doing so, you also are bringing upon yourselves blessings from above. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we will be looking at a topic that says, Hope for the Backsliding. Hope for the Backsliding. Today is the 22nd day in the month of January 2025, and it's a beautiful Wednesday, January 22nd, and it's a beautiful Wednesday. We'll be looking at a topic that says Hope for the Backsliding. Our hymn for today is taken from hymn 17 from our Open Heaven Manual. Hymn 17, Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven. Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Exodus chapter 21 to chapter 23. Exodus from chapter 21 to chapter 23. Our memory verse is taken from Hosea chapter 14 verse 4. Hosea chapter 14 verse 4, which says, I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely. For mine anger is turned away from him. Hosea chapter 14 verse 4. I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely. For my anger is turned away from him. Our Bible reading for today is taken from the book of Jeremiah chapter 3. From verse 22 to 23. Jeremiah chapter 3 from verse 22 to verse 23. From verse 22 it reads, Return you backsliding children, and I will heal your backslidings. Indeed we do come to you, for you are the Lord our God. Truly in vain is salvation hoped. For from the hills and from the multitude of the mountain, truly in the Lord our God is the salvation of Israel. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, After Jesus was crucified, Peter taught that it was the end of his ministry on earth. Therefore, in John 21, verse 3, he told his colleagues, "You know what? If I can go forward, at least I could return to where I am coming from. Brethren, I am going back to fishing." And they decided to follow him. However, the Lord met with him and restored him. The same Peter who taught that the end had come in his walk with Christ began to heal the sick with his shadow, as we see in Acts chapter 5, verse 15. In so much that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. If you have failed God at one time or the other, or you feel that God cannot use you again because of the sins you have committed, let me tell you, if you repent and forsake your old ways, God can still use you mightily. He specializes in using the most unlikely people in powerful measures. Beloved, don't be like Samson who disappointed God. He deviated from the path that God laid out for him and started engaging in sin. Eventually, the enemy captured him and he lost the connection he had with God. However, when he prayed to the one whose mercies are new every morning, like we see in Lamentations chapter 3 from verse 22 to 23, that connection was restored. Not only was the connection restored, Samson also received the power he had lost. In one day, he killed more Philistines than he had killed in his entire life. God apparently had forgiven him and restored Samson, but he never forgave himself, and so he asked to die along with his enemies, like we say in Judges chapter 16 from verse 17 to 30. If you are backsliding, the Lord can still restore you if you will allow him to. Go back to him in prayers. Start studying your Bible and begin to work with him in obedience, in fellowship with other Christians. You will see that as you take one step towards him, he will take 99 steps towards you. I have seen many backsliders completely restored by God. In fact, you will never know that they were once backsliding. When they genuinely repented, God took charge of their lives and used them powerfully. Beloved, if you have strayed from God's path, he can still do the same for you if you repent genuinely and come back to him. Today's Open Heaven comes to the key point that says God is able to completely restore a backsliding believer if he or she repents genuinely and returns to him. Are you listening to me this morning and you're backsliding in one way or the other, at one time or the other, and you have been looking for a way to come back to God? Here is another opportunity. Remember, tomorrow might be too late. Here is another opportunity for you to return back to your Maker, the one whose mercies are new every morning. Just say after me this morning, "Lord Jesus, I come before you because I know that you died to save me. I know that you shed your blood for me on the cross of Calvary. I ask that you forgive me of every of my sins and cleanse me of every of my unrighteousness. I have come back to you this morning. Father, please take me back and restore me as your child. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen." Now that you've invited the Lord back into your life, I want you to also take a bold step to go back to a Bible-believing church, locate anyone close to you, and just give yourself to the Lord. Give your totality to the Lord, spirit, soul, and body, in service, in meditation, in your study. Give yourself totally to God, and God will continue to help you in Jesus' name. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you might know somebody that needs to hear this message today. Here's a chance for you to minister to them, even if you cannot do a direct ministration. Here is one opportunity for you to minister to somebody today. You can share this message by visiting our website on www.praisefellowshipradio.com. Click on the podcast, click on the Open Heaven Hour, you see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisefellowshipradio.com, and on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store and Apple Store. This will give you access to all our entertaining gospel shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.